My guest is Victoria Eisner, a body-centered, mindfulness-based psychotherapist. At this time, we're being given ways to take care of our bodies to stay healthy. But what about our minds? What are some basic things that we can do to stay healthy emotionally as we possibly can in this situation?
One of the important things to remember for everyone is that our bodies and our minds are connected. And so the thoughts that we have, the beliefs that we have in our mind affect how we feel in our body. And our body also can contribute to us getting stuck in a certain feedback loop in our mind. One example is that this time people have a lot of fear about getting sick. If they're oriented in their mind around that fear of getting sick, they're going to feel the stress in their body as their body goes into fight or flight. That's the normal response to a thought that's fearful that then contributes to feeling the emotion of fear, and we feel emotions in our body. There are a couple of things that are really important. One is to recognize that, you know, there's this feedback loop between the body. And if you're feeling stressed out, one of the easiest things to do is sink into your body and do some simple things to help your body relax and feel grounded and centered. The simplest thing is to just pay attention to putting your feet on the floor, breathe, and notice the pressure under your feet, and begin to regulate your breathing. What happens when we pay attention to our body and do comforting and soothing things is that it turns off the fight or flight signal. Then the body signals the brain, there is no danger, and we can truly relax.
This sounds easy, but it's really more of a practice, kind of like working out.
Exactly. The more often you drop into your body and you notice, oh, there's tension in my shoulders, and you take a minute and maybe you roll your shoulders or stretch your arms and you breathe a few times to relax that tension, or maybe you go even further and you do some yoga or you lay down on the floor or you get your significant other or someone that you're have contact with to give you a shoulder rub. Those kinds of things, helping the body relax, actually helps the mind and the emotions calm down.
So if I said in this very moment that I feel a sense of limbo and that I'm really anxious about the future, what would you tell me to do in this moment?
One, it's very important to remember that whatever you pay attention to grows, and that becomes your experience, your reality. So if you're really paying attention to the limbo and the, oh my gosh, what's going to happen in the future, then obviously you're going to be fearful or anxious, and then you trigger that fight or flight response. So I encourage people to find balance in their life by orienting to things that actually are comforting. We don't want to read the news twice a day. Maybe back off on that and spend more time reading something light, a fiction, or something else that interests us. We want to balance our time between stimulating our social, our emotional, our intellectual, and our physical life, and taking care of those needs. So our physical needs, sleeping, eating, exercising, our emotional needs, staying connected with people and having outlets, whether it's a journal or a conversation with a friend, to get things off of our chest. Our intellectual needs, maybe we learn a new skill or reread the great American novel. And then socially, you know, fortunately with social media, there are opportunities to create social connections. I actually know some people who are playing bingo remotely, which is kind of goofy, but it definitely orients our time and attention away from fearful or catastrophic thinking.
My guest has been Victoria Eisner, a body-centered, mindfulness-based therapist here in Maryland. Victoria, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Kati.